Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. I'm claiming victory today. Hallelujah. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in the authority that Jesus have already given me. Amen. Amen. Truly, it's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Ah, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't take God's mercy and his grace for granted. Hallelujah. Thank him for another opportunity. Amen. To be able to come on this radio broadcast and lift up the wonderful, awesome, magnanimous, matchless, precious, divine name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know about you all. Ah, hallelujah. Amen. But I was just thinking on the goodness of Jesus. Hey, when you begin to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, hey, glory, something starts bubbling on the inside. Hey, glory, and then you forget about what you're presently going through, what your current situation is. That's why the Bible says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? Remember what God has already done for you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I just feel like giving him some praise today. Hallelujah. How about you? Have he done anything lately for you? Janet Jackson had a song say, what have you done for me lately? Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is asking us that today. What have you done for Christ lately? Jesus. Hallelujah. I just greet you all. I got to greet you all with a praise. I can't come on this line sad and singing the blues. This ain't no blues show. This is a praise and worship and a glorifying broadcast. We came to lift up the name of Jesus. We didn't come to give the enemy no play. We never came on here, hallelujah, to just praise and lift up everything that the devil is wreaking havoc in our life. We're not here for that. Glory to God. But we here to testify of his goodness. We here to share this wonderful good news. What is the good news? The good news is that our Savior rise. He's risen. We serve a risen Savior. Well, I bless him today. I don't know about you. Even in my current state, I'm going to give God some praise. He's been good to me. And I know many of you all can attest to that also. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Yeah, glory to God. And we're going to do what we have been called to do. We're going to let the Lord have his way today. There's no designated speaker today. So I'll see who come on the line today. Didn't do no posting on Facebook today. Because I was busy doing some other things for the kingdom. Glory to God. But we here because this is our assignment in the 1 o'clock hour in California, in the 3 o'clock hour in the southern states, in the 4 o'clock hour in the eastern states. We're on this radio broadcast, amen, with New Destiny Ministries, and this segment is titled A Time of Reflection. And today we're going to have some reflection. Hallelujah. We're going to do just what the title of this segment designated. It says A Time of Reflection. When you think about the word reflect, you begin to think about what God has done, not about what you've done. Glory, we're not interested in that. But what have God done to keep you alive? What have he done to keep you rooted and grounded? What have he done to keep you with a sound mind? What has he done? And when we think about what God has done, then we'll get out of ourselves and we'll begin to think about somebody else. That's what it's about. It's about others. It's about souls. Hallelujah. I bless him today. So Lord God, in the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus, we came to give you glory today, God. We came to tell you how great you are. We came to tell you how magnificent you are. We came to tell you thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity for your mercies to be renewed on us this morning, God. And God, as we continue on with this wonderful, wonderful topic, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're saying so today, God. Why? Because you've been gracious. Why? Because you've been kind. Why? Because you've been supportive. Why? Because you always have our back. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for the hedge covering. The hedge covering that you have surrounded by your people. Ah, God, we thank you for the hedge today. Hey, God, it's because of that hedge we haven't lost our mind. It's because of that hedge we have a mind to serve you. It's because of that hedge we're going to run on, God. Ah, God, because of that hedge, hallelujah, we feel safe. Ah, we thank you, Lord God. Ah, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Ah, we thank you because one day you allowed us to run into it. You allowed us to run into this strong tower where there's safety, where there's peace, where there's joy, where there's love, unconditional. And we bless you for it today, God. It's only because of you that we move, we live, and we have our being, God. We're not confused today, God. We're not confused. We're walking in a sound mind. We're not feeble today, God. We recognize who is our keeper, who is our maker, who is our provider, who is our way maker. We recognize you today, God. We've come to the realization that there's none like you in all the earth. We can search and search and search, but we'll never find another like you. Oh, God, we're lifting up our children today, God. Lift up our children today, God. God, we thank you for our children. For you said children are heritage, God. Even those that are disobedient, even those that are rebellious, we put our rebellious, disobedient children, we giving them to you today, God. We're saying we're going to step back. Hallelujah. We're going to take our hands off the situation. We're going to let you do what nobody can do but you, God. We giving them to you, God. We're going to do like Hannah today. Amen. She gave Samuel back to the Lord. Hallelujah. She didn't come back and get him. After she weaned the boy, she gave him back to the Lord. She left him in the house of the Lord. And God blessed him where he was able to become one of the greatest prophets. He was a major prophet. He wasn't minor. Samuel was major. So we're giving our children back to you today, God. Hallelujah. You said to train up a child in the way that they must go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Hallelujah. You never told us they wouldn't drink. You never said they wouldn't smoke. You never said they wouldn't have girlfriends and boyfriends. You never said they wouldn't visit the club. But you said train them up in the way that they should go. And you said when they get old, they won't depart. Like me, I'm almost an old woman now. I am a Messiah. But I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for that training. You're a Messiah. I thank you for those words that I learned in the Sunday school. I thank you for the stories that they told us about Samson and Delilah, David, and Goliath. Oh, I remember those stories as a little girl. Did not know I was going to have to take take the morals of those stories and apply them to my life, God. Oh, but I'm walking in that today. I didn't want to go every Sunday. I didn't want to stay stuff in there. Oh, but that word, one thing about children, when you train them, when you teach them, hallelujah, that word will get in them. Oh, God, so we bless you today. We bless you for your word today, God. We are standing on your word. We're standing on your promises, God. We have nothing else to look to but the promise of your word. Your word said we will live. Your word said we won't die. Your word said we will decree. We will declare. Your word told us to speak. Speak to the mountains of adversity. Speak to our circumstances. Speak to the chaos. Speak to those disobedient children. Speak to those rebellious children. So we're speaking it today. Our seed will be blessed. We're going to walk in the blessings of the Lord. And we're going to give God his word back. He said to prove him. God, how do we prove you? We give you your word back. We stand on what you said. We stand on your promises. And you're not a God that will renege. You're not a God that will forget. You're the Messiah. So we offer you this morning, this afternoon, rather. God, we give you our sincere praise today, God. The Messiah. We're going to magnify you for who you are, God. We're going to magnify you for your power, for your sovereignty. We're going to magnify you, God, in all of your splendor, your magnificence. The Messiah. In your glory. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you today, God, for you killed all the desires in my life. And now I'm looking to you, Jesus. When we get rid of our desires, we can see Jesus. Yes, sometimes. Oh, God, I hear you today, God. Oh, Jesus, and I'm praying a little bit. Hey, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Didn't know what this day was going to be. This is the last day of July, people of God. Hey, you're the Messiah. July the 31st. We're going to complete it 7 months into 2014. We're going on to another year. How many going to cross over? How many going to be redeemed this year? Will it be you? Will it be you? Will it be you? You're the Messiah. I thank the Lord today. We got to get rid of these giants in our life. We got to get rid of these things that are distracting us, taking our eyes off of Jesus. The Cadillacs, the Mercedes, the Messiah, the Lexuses, they're not going to get us there. The gated communities, we won't go there. The Messiah, hallelujah, but only the pure in heart, only the righteous, they're going to see God. The Messiah, the Messiah. We have to stand on God's word, people of God. Don't be discouraged today. If God said it, he will perform it. If God said it, he'll bring it to pass. Bless him today. We're walking in authority. We're walking in power. He gave us power. Power to what? Not to lay down and die. Not to give up the fight, but to get up and get busy. To get up and declare his name. To get up and declare his generation. Oh, it's time to declare. It's time to declare. Oh, God, it's time to wake up out of our sleep. It's time to tell the Lord thank you. It's time to put those wayward children back on the altar. I know it looks like they're not going to come in. I know it looks like they're not paying us any mind. I look the same way to my mother when I was in my mess. Oh, but one day, because of the prayers of my mother, grandmother, the prayers of my grandmother. Ah, yeah, you know, you're the Most High. Yeah, they may not be involved like we are. Ah, God, but those mothers, those grandmothers, in the wee hours of the morning, you can hear them prancing the floor. You can hear them saying, yeah, singing, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. You can hear him saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. You can hear him singing, my faith look up to thee. You can hear him singing, oh, the blood of Jesus. You can hear him singing, it washes white as snow. You can hear them singing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, God, I'm standing the day because the prayers of my grandmother. I'm standing the day because the promises of my forefather. Ah, God made them some promises. I don't know no Messiah. And he made us a promise. He said, this promise is to you. It's to your children and your children's children. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it seem like. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. I preached the message once. I'm coming out of this. And the subtopic was, what is your this? I'm asking you today, if you're going to say you're redeemed, you got to come out. Come out of this. You're the Messiah. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? What is your this? Do you have a this? I don't know about you, but I got a this. I've got a this. Hallelujah. My this is, what can I do to please you? That's my this. What can I do today to please you, Lord? What can I do today to be a blessing to somebody? What can I do to tell somebody to live and not die? What can I do, Messiah, to encourage, to lift up the hung down head? Oh, God is a great God. He's a great God. We're talking about the redeemed today. Hey, anybody want to be redeemed? Anybody want to walk like Jesus? Anybody want to lead like Jesus? Anybody want to be like Jesus? A couple of years ago, they started this little saying, what would Jesus do? WWJD. They would wear the little chains around their neck and on their wrists. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Jesus would keep on crying out for those that despitefully use. Jesus would keep on praying. You're the Messiah. Jesus would keep on feeding. You're the hungry. He'll keep on clothing the naked. He'll keep on encouraging them and letting them know that I am the bread of life. I am the life. I am that water that you've been thirsting of. He that drink of me shall never thirst again. I'm that eternal water. I'm that eternal bread. God, I bless you today. We're asking you to remember every leader today, God. God, stretch out your mighty arm. Stretch out your arm, God. Stretch out your arm, God. And when you need to correct, correct. When you need to lead, lead. And when you need to guide them, God. Oh, but do it. We're asking you to do it. We don't want man to do it. Yeah, no more fire. Because many of us, we will cast people down. We will send them to hell. We'll never forgive them. But God, you're not that kind of God. So we're praying for the leaders all over the country, even those that have erred, even those that have backslid. You're the Messiah. We lift them up today, Jesus. We're asking you to have mercy upon them, God. We're asking you to restore them. We're asking you to redeem. redeem them today, God. Ah, Yodobo Mosiah. Redeem them, Lord. Redeem them. Redeem, redeem, redeem. Ah, Yodobo Mosiah. Ah, Yodobo Mosiah. You're the only one that can redeem us, God. You can only, the only one that can set us free. Remember our president. Ah, and his family, the first family. Remember them, God. Ah, yeah. They're going down the stretch right now. Ah, they're going down the stretch. They only have maybe about another year and a half, God. But we're asking you to cover them, God. Cover them with your word. You know the Messiah. Ah, praying for our government officials all over the land. Praying for our policemen. Ah, they're taking a risk every time they go out in the street, God. Ah, we're praying for those that have erred and those that are walking upright. Ah, you're the Messiah. We're praying for our nurses, our doctors. We're praying for our teachers. Ah, God, we're even praying for those bank employees. Ah, with somebody silly getting in mind to want to go rob a bank. We're praying for them employees today, God. In the name of Jesus, the judges, the attorneys, the prosecutors, they are all our souls, God. Oh, we're praying for them today, God. We're praying for the city of New Orleans. We're praying for souls, God. I want you to do something magnificent. I want it to be a Holy Ghost explosion. I want God to get the glory. Where souls will come in and say, what must I do? What must I do, sister? What must I do, brother? Ah, we're coming in as soldiers. We're not coming in with no titles. Hey, we're coming in as soldiers. Soldiers that's not afraid to get on the front line. Soldiers, I am the Most High, that even though we're wounded, we're still carrying the wounded. Ah, God, we're carrying the wounded, even while we're wounded. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. Give us the strength, God. We know everybody ain't going to get on this train and ride. Ah, but God, you're going to have some passengers. Yeah, yeah, no, Messiah, because you never left the gate without a passenger. Yeah, yeah, no, Messiah. Who is a passenger? Anybody that's declaring your name, anybody that's declaring to be a witness for you, ah, those are your passengers. So I don't believe you are given assignment to a driver, assignment to a pilot, and they don't have a passenger. Ah, God, you said, well, that's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, God. You're the Messiah. You said you would be in the midst. We're praying for marriages today. You're the Messiah. We're praying for the restoration of families, God. Sisters and brothers, oh, bring us back, God. Bring us back when we didn't have but one piece of bread. Bring us back when we didn't have but one cracker. Bring us back when we didn't have but one box of cereal. And everybody had to eat the same cereal. Oh, but now we so prosperous. God, we have five and six different boxes and names of cereals. We have orange juice and apple juice and tomato juice and every kind of juice. One time we didn't have nothing but water. We didn't have nothing but H2O, and that's you, Jesus. We had you to look to. Oh, bring us back, God. Give us that mind, God, where we can remember what you've done for us, where you brought us from, and then we'll begin to appreciate where you're taking us to, God. We won't be able to go where you're taking us to until we remember where you brought us from. It's time to remember. That's how we redeem. We remember God's goodness. We remember his faithfulness. We remember when he whispered to us and nobody heard it but us. We remember when he told us to sow that seed. As I begin to think about seed, I thought about Mother Charity. God had put on my mind. And every time I see Mother Charity, I think about that seed that Mother Cannon sold. She told Mother Charity about this line. God, I bless you today. See, we look at seed as being money. Oh, but seed is more than money, baby. Everybody don't need that. Sister Ruby didn't testify on that. Messiah. You might need some peace in your home today. You might need some peace on your job today. Hey, God, you might just need a piece of bread today. Hey, glory to God. But if you sow it, so it has unto the Lord. He said, many days hence, it's coming back to you. For he said, a liberal soul, not about money. It's not about money. It's about deeds. A good deed, a visit to the hospital, a visit to the prison, a 50-cent card to pick up at the dollar store to send to somebody and say, I'm thinking about you today. I have you in my heart. I'm praying for you. Don't know what you're going through, but I'm praying for you today. They say, whatever, what can your hands find to do? Whatever my hands find to do, I'm willing to do it. Can I sow some time today? Woo, Jesus, can I just write something in the bulletin today? Yeah, can I just go pick up the bulletin? Can I tell somebody something today that would encourage? Oh, God. God dealt with me this morning. And I'm going to let somebody else come on in. I had to open up. I got this assignment today. I'm no speaker. God said, so God gave me a piece with it. I wasn't calling nobody. I did talk with my friend, but that was it. Hallelujah. Didn't make too many calls. But as I was in prayer, the Lord began to deal with me. And he asked me, what would you give, Adrian? What would you give, Adrian, to see your family saved? What would you give to see your children walking upright? What would you give to see your nieces and your nephews? Hallelujah, serving God. What would you give? Hallelujah, to see your neighbors coming to Christ. What would you give? Hallelujah, to see that schoolmate that's been strung out on drugs since you were in high school. What would you give? What are you willing to sacrifice? And I said, Lord, what are you saying? Hey, what would you give for your sister that's been in prison 21 years? What would you give for your son been in Angola? What would you give? Oh, Jesus. And that was a hard question. Because I begin to think about Jesus. He laid his life down for the redemption of mankind. Am I willing to lay my life down? Are you willing to die? Are you willing to die for what you want? What you're able to see? Are you willing? What sacrifice will you give, man of God? What sacrifice would you give, Sister Ruby?
What sacrifice
would you give, Sister Renita? What would you give?
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm not talking about money today. But if you got that, then so be it. But what would you give? To have somebody say, I've been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Redeeming
people. People that have been redeemed. They make sacrifices. They don't murmur and complain. They just take the bitter with the sweet. Sometimes that's not easy. And I know that devil waiting on me this evening. Because God put this in my spirit. I called a man of God, won something this morning. Then I was back up, take something this morning, crying out to the Lord. And I heard him say, what would you give? What would you give? Would you give your life for your brother? Would you give your life for your daughter? Would you give your life for your son? What would you give, Agent? I'm asking you a question. What would you give? Hallelujah. And I had to just stop. I had to stop. Because I don't know what would I give. You don't know what you're going to give. You don't know what you're going to do until you faced with the situation. Until you stare in that line in the face. And you're wondering, God, where are you? Are you going to save me from this lion? You don't know, Messiah. David had to call on the Lord. You don't know, Messiah. And when that Philistine, he told the king, he told King Saul, you wasn't with me. Nobody was with me. But I killed the bear and I killed the lion. Didn't kill him. God killed them for him. But God used him to be the one. God, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do when people ascribe 1,000 to Saul and 10,000 to David? When God begin to bless your neighbor and you haven't received your blessing. We wonder why God blessed other folks that don't bless us. Well, guess what? Take an inventory. Take an inventory and see how Minister Democrat labors all night with his craft. You don't almost take an inventory and see how much he sold into the kingdom. Take an inventory and see what Sister Ruby is sowing. Take an inventory and see Prophetess Harrison, how she sacrificed sleep, sacrificed eating, and just laid before the Lord night and day. Sometimes going 30 and 40 days without food. Who you going to do that for? She's not doing that just for her family. She's doing it for others. How many is going to intercede for somebody else? How many is going to put their problems aside, Sister Renita? And think about somebody else. Somebody else is going through. Somebody else want to partake of this goodness. Somebody else want to walk in this marvelous light. Walk in the light. Beautiful life. You're the Messiah. I'm not a psalmist. You're the Messiah. And I have come to appreciate the message rather than the beat or the sound. There's a message that God is trying to send us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, Minister Democrat. I call myself praying, but I have to share.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sometimes God wants you to share your experiences. An experience with God today. And even as I begin to think about this crusade, Sister Ruby, I said, you know what? Most people have budgets. But all I had is a word. Glory to God. That was my budget. When somebody asked me, what is your budget? I said, it's the word. That's stupid. That's crazy. That's silly.
My God.
You ain't got no budget? Yes, I have a budget. What is your budget? The word of God. The word that God put in my spirit. He put it in, burst it in my spirit. I'm impregnated with it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about 6 weeks away, 5 weeks away. And this baby going to be birthed. Some having some labor pains. I don't know no babies. Even Mary was impregnated with a holy thing. But she experienced the same labor, the same labor pains that I'm having. She experienced them. You're the Messiah. Water and then blood. You're the Messiah. My water bag is about to burst. You're the Messiah. Hallelujah. This baby is going to be full term, no baby. It won't be. You're the Messiah. It won't be premature. Because God is not a premature God. God is matured.
All right.
You're the Messiah. We serve a mature God. Ah, you're the Messiah. Ah, this baby going to be birthed. And how it's going to be birthed? With the word. A word from who? A word from the Almighty God. He put it in my belly. He impregnated me with it. And it's coming forth. I still don't understand, Sister Ruby, but by and by, God is revealing his plan. Are you going to trust me? He told me to go, and I went. He told me to go. And you know what? I never looked back. I wasn't going to be like Lot's wife. She turned into a pillar of salt. I was by myself. She had a family with her. I didn't have nobody but me and Jesus. And every little thing that God had blessed me with, I find myself here. Sometimes I put on the same outfit, 2 and 3, it don't mean nothing to me. Yes, I have plenty of clothes, but that don't mean nothing to me. A greater pregnancy is dwelling on the inside of me. A greater pregnancy, greater purpose. I am the Messiah. Oh, God, I got to stop, God. Oh, but I hear you today, God. I stand up a while, God. Hallelujah, communing with you. Oh, God, because I want to do what you would have me to do.
Hallelujah.
I won't be swayed this time. Bless I won't be
name,
swayed
God.
By the popular opinion. I won't
Bless
be swayed
name.
About what you think or what you don't think, what you feel and what you don't feel. Oh, no. Hallelujah. I'm in labor. I came too far. Hallelujah. I'm not going to abort this baby. Hey, this baby going to be full term. Yeah, no Messiah. It's going to have all its 10 fingers and all its 10 hands. The legs, all everything going to be perfect.
My God.
Impregnated me. Yeah, no Messiah. And I'm preaching to myself right now. God gave me this. And I know some people say, you're the Messiah. How's she going to do it? Well, let me tell you. Yesterday evening, you're the Messiah. After the broadcast, I went to drop chairs off to his church for choir rehearsal. And then I saw all of these people on the neutral ground. We call them neutral grounds here in New Orleans. And I saw all of these people right across the street on the neutral ground from where my mother worked at the bakery for 41 years. I saw all these people, and I saw them with their signs saying, Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Yeah, the Messiah. And then, hallelujah, I asked Chad, I said, who is that? Oh, it's those people. Hallelujah. They're doing something. They're walking this neighborhood. Yeah, the Messiah. And Chad said, that's Reverend Weathersby. Ron, I know Mujo. I didn't know Weathersby. I know some people, saints there in Los Angeles with that last name, but I didn't know him. But I knew New Hope. I remember that building when I was a little girl. That building was the Ritz Theater. We used to go to the show for 20 cents. That was the Ritz Theater, and that was where Reverend Dunn took that theater and turned it into a church. You're the Messiah. And they were out there, and this had to be about 6:25, 6:30, and then they was wrapping it up. Then they went on to their church, and they had 7 o'clock Bible study. I told Chance, I'm going over here to the Bible study by Weathersby. I knew Hope, I'm going over here tonight. Because what I saw them doing impressed me. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Messiah. And I went over that 30, 40 minute Bible class, and I introduced myself to the man of God. You got to be bold. Hey, you got to go to where they at. They ain't coming to you. You go where they at. Hallelujah. Gave him the card, the postcard with the crusade. And on the flip side of it, they had a flyer about the radio broadcast. And I introduced myself. I didn't wait for no deacon to come. I waited till after the service. And I went up there and told him who I was. This is my neighborhood. I was born and raised in this neighborhood. I know every nook and cranny here. I am no Messiah. God, but you got to know what God has birthed in you. Yeah, you know, Messiah, some of you all are impregnated today with purpose. With purpose, with destiny. I heard somebody say they're tired of folks talking about destiny. Oh, well, I'm not. Hallelujah, because I'm pursuing destiny. Yeah, amen. So every time I hear the word, I say, baby, I'm on that train. I'm riding it, because I have purpose. I have destiny in the inside. I have new life in the inside. Oh, y'all better get some of this new life today. Oh, man of God, go ahead. Hey, Jesus, I love you today.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, bless his name. Amen. And the redeemed of the Lord said so.
Purpose. I am no Messiah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the strength begins to pray,
it's coming forth. It's coming forth.
Let the Lord have his way.
It's coming out the way it was designed, my God.
My God. Thank you.
I love you today.
Bless your name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. If you've been through what Pope's been through, you would praise him too. Amen. You're listening to this call right now, and somebody like in the book of Acts, they said, could they be drunk? Why are they not happy in the middle of the evening? Why are they praising God in the middle of the afternoon? Are they drunk? Amen. We're here to tell you, amen to God, that we are not drunk. But if you've been through what we've been through, as a matter of fact, if I've been through what you've been through, my God, I would praise him even the more. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he has done for me.
Oh, my God.
Some stuff that I talk about and some stuff I don't talk about. Sometimes I just think about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't talk about everything that God done for you. But sometimes, amen, when you by yourself in the midnight hour, you start to think about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Especially. Amen. When you see what other folk is going through, when you turn on the television and you see what other people are going through in other countries, in other cities, in other neighborhoods, when you see whole cities in the United States unemployed and whatnot, when the factories are leaving and you say, Lord, I'm still working, and amen to God, and they tell you we are in recession, but Lord still gave you a job. So when you begin to think about the goodness, My God, hallelujah, amen. I thank God, amen, for the way that the woman of God is having us go, amen, today, amen to God, just talking about the goodness, amen. How much time we got, woman of God? I don't want to go over, amen to God.
Go ahead, you good. We
amen, amen, amen. Amen, all right, amen. I just want to talk. Amen. Just real briefly, amen to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, praise God. Amen, amen. God, I'm trying to see which way we're going so I can be obedient. Amen to God. I didn't want to.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
So we're speaking for about a few minutes on this particular topic. Is that right, woman of God?
Yeah. How many we have on the line, Sister Ruby? I can't see the switchboard.
We have Sister Renita.
No, you go ahead, man of God. Somebody need this. Go ahead,
amen. I'll just do this and say this real briefly and whatnot, because I'm just bearing witness to every single thing that the woman of God was saying. I was like, you know, because I was coming from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 1.
Go ahead. You got time. Go right ahead,
And the woman of God was talking about sacrifice and stuff like that. And we're talking about the redeemed of the Lord saying so. Now I'm looking at that, and I'm listening to that. See, God does never send or leave you without a witness. If God sends you to a place, if God gives you a message, if God tells you anything, He will never leave you without a witness. This is how you know, Lord, is this of you? Is this God or is this flesh? Is this God? Is it the devil? Is this God or is this me? Hallelujah. God said, I will never leave you without a witness. And another thing, my sheep know my voice. See, when you've been redeemed, you know who your daddy is. When you've been redeemed, you done been brought through a lot of stuff. And you know who got you out of that stuff. So, amen to God, it's no coincidence that when you hear His voice, you say, that's God. Hallelujah. So when I heard His voice, and the woman of God began to go up in praise and begin to give God the glory and begin to talk about what He done in her life, I said, now that's God of the Son and Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now.
We thank
you for this moment, this time, this people, God. We thank you, God, for being redeemed. In other words, amen to God, you gave us another chance. Amen. To do it a little bit better, God. Amen to God. We were sinners, but you said, I'm going to give you another chance. Lord, I thank you for another chance because you didn't do it for Lucifer. Amen. When Lucifer messed up, he did not get a second chance. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. He is condemned to hell and everlasting fire. But Lord, I thank you. Amen. Amen. Many times that I had messed up. Amen. You gave me, amen, a redemption story. Amen. To do it again. Amen. I said, Lord, amen to God, you could have said, the Bible said God has mercy on who He will. Amen to God. Many people who have backslid didn't make it back. Many people who have walked away, amen, ain't get their joy back. Many have walked out and don't have their gift anymore. Many people have walked away from singing and got caught up in stuff, and their voice has never been the same. But think of the goodness of Jesus. Oh, bless His name, the redemption power. God gave me a chance to do it again. Come on. See, somebody should be praising Him for that. Not just for what I'm saying, but for you. You know what He allowed you. He got you out of something. Oh, bless His name. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, let's give God some praise for that. Amen. I want to thank you for giving me a second chance, God. Amen. I could have been, amen and God, condemned like you condemned the devil. Amen. After he messed up, he not only lost his former estate, amen to God, and lost where he used to live, amen to God, but he lost his life. He is condemned, amen, to be bound forever. So he mad right now. He looking at me jealous, saying, Lord, why do you give them a second chance? Come on. Amen. We ought to be praising God for that. Amen. God, because that could have been us. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Because we had messed up. But redeemed means, amen, I messed up, and God gave me a chance to do it over again. I might be talking to a backslider on this.
Go ahead.
I might be talking to somebody, amen, to God, who messed up before you called in. But God gave you the ability to call in and redeem yourself. So in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah. As we begin to go into this, amen, God, I want you to begin to thank God and begin to repent. Amen. Whatever you did before you called in this line does not matter. Because, amen, God, if you are sorry for it, God led you to this line for a reason. God led you to call into this broadcast for a reason. Amen. We talk about redemption. Amen, God. So whatever you did, whatever you've done, amen, God led you here to redeem yourself, to say, yes, Lord, amen. But now, after I hang up this call, amen, that's over. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody, amen. As we are binding, get your ropes out, somebody. As we are binding a spiritual rope, amen, we're going to bind that strong, that whatever was on your back, whatever foot was on the back of your neck before you called into this broadcast, that does not matter anymore, because you are being empowered now, amen, to God, that when you hang up this phone, amen, God, you have been empowered with, you are redeemed. And when that means you're redeemed, you got a second chance to fix it. Somebody say, I got a chance to fix it. Hallelujah. You got a chance to fix it. Hallelujah. That's why God has led you to this line. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Those who are praying with us even now. God, hallelujah. Amen, God. Amen. Go in the house. Go in the job. Sit with them in the car. Sit with them on the phone, God. Sit with them in front of the computer. Amen. And let them know that you gave them a second chance to fix it. Whatever it was, whatever it is right now, you know who I'm talking to. Whoever you are, amen, God, whatever your name is, whatever city you living in right now, whatever state you living in, God gave you a second chance to fix it. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you hang up this phone today, amen, remember you called in here because of God's redemption power. God said, amen, I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself. Yes, you did that. Yes, you did that. But you called in this line today for God to remind you that my eyes are everywhere. I hear everything. But I've given you a second chance to redeem yourself. When you hang up this phone, you've been given a chance to redeem yourself. So we bind up that strong man, that thing that was messing with you, amen, that thing that even had you out there, amen, God. We bind that spirit up. You called in here today to understand and to get the message and the good news that you got a chance to fix it. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to be walking across your room right this second saying, I got a chance to fix it. Amen, amen, amen. I got a chance. Yes, I messed up, but I have a chance. Amen. I got a chance to fix it. Whatever it was, whatever happened, amen, whatever came out my mouth, amen, God, whatever I thought about, whatever I did, amen, amen, amen. You call on this line because God is reminding you right now that you have a chance. Amen. You got a chance to fix it. Amen. I charge every pastor, every preacher, every evangelist on this line. Amen. Every intercessor, every prayer warrior on this line. Amen. Begin to bind that strong man that got a hold of your brothers and got a hold of your sisters. Amen. That they will take this second chance in the name of Jesus. Begin to call names out in the name of Jesus that you know need a second chance. Amen. Begin to call names out in the people that you are praying for in the name of Jesus. God has redemption on this line. Amen. Amen. If you're calling in here, God is reminding you. Amen. You got a chance to fix it. You need to be screaming out loud with a Shabbat praise. Today I got a chance to fix it. Amen. I messed up yesterday. I messed up an hour ago. I messed up last month, last year, whatever it was. But God put you on this line today, this second, this hour, to remind you, I got a chance to fix it. Whatever it is, I got a chance. Amen. People are dying around me, Lord. People are backsliding. We are in the day of apostasy. People are leaving the church in droves. They are leaving the faith in droves, God. Amen. Maybe you ain't know it was a stumbling block. Amen. People left the church because of something you said, something you did. But you have a chance. Oh, bless his holy name. You got a chance to fix it. Holler, you ought to be rejoicing. Somebody did not wake up this morning. Amen to God. Somebody can't even talk today. Somebody can't even walk today. Somebody can't even lift their hands up today. But you got a chance. Amen. God said amen to tell the people they got a chance to fix it, whatever it is. This is redemption. This is a redemption line today. Amen. You getting a second chance. Yes, you messed up. You didn't do what you was supposed to do. Amen. But today, this hour, you got a chance to fix it in Jesus' name. We done prayed this prayer. Amen. Pastors, I've been praying for you. Amen. Amen. You are fixing it right now. Somebody is crying right now. Some place, some city, somewhere. Somebody sitting down. Somebody standing up. Somebody walking. Somebody crying out right now. Saying, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Because you saw me. Amen. Amen. They got a chance to fix it. Amen. Jesus saw that woman at the well. Amen. 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 He didn't. She didn't think he knew who he was. Amen to God. Amen. Why are you talking to me? I'm a Samaritan woman. I'm not even good enough to be talked to. Y'all people don't talk to us. Y'all walk by us. Y'all don't pay us no mind. Amen to God. Y'all walk past us. Amen. But Jesus talked to her and said to her, I know what you did, and you got a chance to fix it. Amen to God.
I know who you are.
I know who you're married to. I know who you're attached to. I know about your soul ties in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But you got a chance to fix it in Jesus' name. Real quickly, Romans chapter 12. Amen. I'll be brief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got a chance to fix it. Come on, somebody. I got a chance to fix it. I got a chance. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen the day after that. But right this second, God is giving you a rhema word for you. I got a chance to fix it, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I beseech you, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that are listening online, go to BibleGateway.com. Amen. Just log on. That and type it in. Romans 12 and 1. Amen to God. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles. Romans 12. Amen. Right after the book of Acts. Amen. Right after you finished doing something. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You became a soldier. Ain't that wonderful? Romans represent soldiers. Amen. Came right after the book of Acts. Right after I got the Holy Ghost, I became a soldier. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Now that I'm saved and sanctified, I got a chance to fix it. Whatever it was, I came out of Acts. Amen. I got down in the water. Amen. I drowned and buried that old me. I came up from the water. I came up speaking in tongues. The Spirit of God gave utterance. Amen. And God said, I got power. And when the power came in me, I joined the army of the Lord. Amen. That's why Romans comes after the book of Acts. Because they got to be saved first to get some power. And after you got power, you can join the army of God. Amen. I got another chance to fix it now. I'm saved now. Amen. I got a chance. Before, I couldn't do nothing about it. I had no power. I was doing all those battles. Amen. Before the book of Acts, I had no power. Before the book of Romans, I didn't know who I was. But now that I'm saved, now that I'm a practicing Christian, amen, I got that. I came out of the book of Acts. Amen. Now I'm in Romans. I'm a soldier now. Now that you're a soldier, you're a soldier now. Now listen, listen, listen. Romans 12 and 1, listen. I beseech you, brethren. Hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. You do something. You. I got a chance to fix it. Come on, somebody. Amen. You present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, that means separated. Holy, that means separated. It ain't that deep. Holy, that means separated. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And we want to talk just real briefly from that. Living without attachments. Hallelujah. This is what God wants us to do. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. And if I'm redeemed, I don't need nothing to validate me. If I'm saved, I'm saved whether a person is in my life with me or not. If I'm saved, it does not depend on what people say. If I'm saved, it does not depend on if I have a position or not. Amen. I'm living without attachments in the name of Jesus. God said, amen to God, if you're going to follow me, amen, leave your sisters and brothers and mothers and wives and whatnot. In other words, you can't love them more than you love me. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Yeah. Living without attachments. We're talking about redeeming. You got a chance to fix it. Before you called into this line, you were attached to money. You were attached to idols and whatnot. You were attached to your television programs. You were attached to different people, places, and things. But you got a chance to fix it because you came out of the book of Acts Now that you're saved, I'm reminding you got power, and I'm charging you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, God has given us authority, amen, to God, to speak, amen. When God speaks to us, we speak to you, and amen to God. And the woman of God, amen, the keeper of this line, she spoke to us and said, we're talking about redemption. Now, redemption means you got a chance to do it over again. Amen. Come on and redeem yourself, somebody. You know what you did yesterday and the week before that and a month. You know what you did. You know where you're at. Your feet was at. You know where your children was at. You know where everybody was at in your family because of you. You know where you took them at. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
you know what you did to your son, your daughter, your ministers, your elders. You know what you did. But now you got a chance to fix it. Come on, somebody. I got a chance to fix it. Amen. Living without attachment. In other words, I'm breathing. See, when I'm living, I'm moving. When I'm living, amen, I'm in the book of Acts, right? Because I'm doing something. Amen. When I got saved, I start using the gifts that's inside of me. See, you got a chance to fix it. Before, you wasn't using your gifts. You were waiting on other people. But the Bible says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mission of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Everybody want to talk about, I want to die for something. I want to die for this. I will die for you. I will die. But God said, amen, that rhetoric sounds good, but I want you to live for something now. Amen. How
Come
about
on,
living
now.
Holy? How about living for your children? How about living, amen, to God, for the saints, amen, to God, that's watching you? How about living for those that are assigned to you? Amen, to God. I'm not here for you. He said, Jesus already died. Nobody else has to die for nobody's
shame.
Only Jesus can do that. Now I want y'all to start living. Amen, to God. Say, I want you to live it. Amen, amen. Again, we're talking about redeem. Amen. God said, now, you have a chance to fix it. Oh, come on, somebody.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. I got a chance to fix it. Amen. You remember you the day you got down on your knees and you tarried and you waited on God and God began to change you and something began to happen. Amen. To God, your body began to quake and he began to quicken you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Quicken means to make alive. Amen. When you was dead and whatnot and wasn't moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Wasn't breathing. Didn't know who you was. Like we said the other day, you didn't know whether you was a red blood cell or a white blood cell. You didn't know, amen,
Come
God
on.
Was by assignment, amen, to God to be blood, amen, be hemoglobin and go in the body and help somebody breathe, help somebody, amen, to God get saved, chat with somebody, or was your gift an antibody, a white blood cell, amen, to God to go in there and tangibly reach in your pocket and help somebody and leave, amen, to God go shopping and leave, go clean somebody's house, Lord, what was my position, but now God showed you, amen, you didn't know before you called in the line, but now God has gave you, oh, come on, this is what redemption is about, amen, now you got a second chance to fix
come on.
It, amen, to God, how you might not have known before, amen, somebody probably was around you, and you were saying, okay, I'm going to pray on that, but amen, maybe you're not that intercessor, maybe God activating something in you, say, Lord, why have I been blessed, amen, I got all these checks all of a sudden, I got abundance, oh, come on, I got overflow, why have I gotten overflow, because God is setting you up for something. It's a setup. God is blessing you. Amen. To bless his body. But you ain't know what you were supposed to do with it. But now that you're called into his life, come on, you got a chance to fix it now. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I was holding on my tithing. Amen to God. Amen to God. I was holding it back. Amen. Because I wanted to buy something. I wanted to get something. Amen to God. But a man robbed God. You robbing your blessings. You holding your blessings back. It's not paying your tithes. It's giving your tithes. Because when
you
give, somebody. Hallelujah. That means it belongs to him. You give what belongs to him. Amen. It's not like he's stealing from you. He let you use it. He lets you hold it. Amen. And now you got a chance to fix it. Amen. God, you ain't got to feel guilty no more. When you hang up this phone, guess what? You can say, Lord, I'm going to start tithing again. Me and y'all got caught up in that 5% thing. Lord, I'm behind now. I carry the 7 and I subtract the 3 and 5% more. And then you got to, Lord, I still owe too much. Hallelujah. Amen. God can forgive that debt. Amen, amen. And start you over again. You got another chance today. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't worry about it, amen, how you messed up and how you failed, God. Amen. God, I'm telling you, a living sacrifice. Amen, amen. Living means you got to put up with stuff daily. You got to do without daily sometimes. Amen. For the greater good. Amen. God, Lord, if I can turn my plate. Oh, come on, somebody. I ain't been fasting, somebody said. But amen, now you got another chance. Amen, redemption. Mm-hmm. This line is redemption today. It's redemption for somebody. Redeemed it. I got a chance to redeem myself. Amen, how many times you made a fool of yourself? Amen, to God, how you got drunk? Amen, you made a fool of yourself. Your family is ashamed of you. Amen, to God. You're saved. Amen. You used to be out in the street, but now you're saved. Amen. I got a chance to fix it. Now when they see me, amen, you see Jesus on my mind. When you see me talking, I got Jesus on my mind. When you see me walking, I got Jesus on my mind. I got a chance to fix it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. See, when you begin to live without attachments, amen, because this is what happened when you redeemed yourself. I'm almost done. I'm about to finish this, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you begin to live without attachments, amen, to God, amen, without those ties. See, when we talk about soul ties, we always think we are tied to people, amen, to God, but there are things, amen, that hinder you, amen, to God. The Bible says lay aside the weight and the sin that easily besets you. So there are weights, amen. They're not sins, amen, but they are weights, and they are holding you down, and you attach to these weights, amen, to God. It's not a sin, but you attach to it. You love it more than you love God, amen. You around it more than you around God. You talk to it more than you talk to God. You in its presence more than you in the presence of God, amen. But now that you're called into this life, you're going to get a chance to fix it. You're going to be able to be redeemed because God is saying, amen to God, hallelujah, that I'm going to teach you how to live without attachments. I'm going to teach you that you don't need that cigarette. I'm going to teach you that you don't need that man. I'm going to teach you that you don't need validation. Might be 20 pastors in your church and you waiting on your chance to preach. I'm telling you, you don't need to wait for validation. You can go out and witness. The Bible says, amen, to God, many are called but few are chosen. Go out there and tell somebody. You got a chance to fix it. You've been waiting in your congregation. It's been 20 pastors, 15 elders, and all of them. And you said, Lord, I only get to preach once a year. But God is saying, amen to God, now you got a chance to fix it. Amen. When you start living without attachments, amen, my preaching don't depend on if I get to preach in church or not. Hallelujah. My preaching don't depend on that. I can go in the street and preach. I can get on these lines and preach. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm living. When you begin to live without attachments, that's how redeemed folk act. Amen. To God, I don't need you to tell me that I'm saved. If somebody told you you saved, you need to check that, because that's something between you and God. When you get saved, they're not allowed to tell you because they're not the one giving it to you. It's between you and God. Amen. That's something about that feeling on the inside that only you and God understand. So when you're carrying, they can only ask you how you feel. You say, you know what? I'm feeling good right now. But are you saved yet? They say, am I? Well, if you don't know yet, you got to stay down there a little longer. Amen. God, see, because this is about living without attachment. When I born you, when the midwives born you into this thing, and you getting saved and they tarrying with you, they teach you an important lesson right then and there. You got to learn to live without attachments. I cannot tell you if you're saved. It does not depend on what I say. But amen to God, the words is nigh thee, even in your mouth, living without attachments. Amen. When I'm tarrying, amen, amen, amen to God, she can't tell me if I'm saved. I got to know that. That's a lesson God teaches you when he first born you into this Holy Ghost family. Amen. I'm letting you know I don't want you to be attached to nobody but me. Hallelujah. Don't depend on nobody but me. Leaning on my everlasting arm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And all his righteousness. Seek him first. Amen. When you're seeking him first, that means you're not attached. Amen. God says, somebody come up to you and say, amen, amen, you know what? Amen. You're a pastor. God told me, you this, you that, you that. And you say, wait a minute. Amen. God will never leave himself without a witness if he ain't told me. Hallelujah. See, I've been living without attachment, brother. You can't trick me. Come on. Am I talking to some sisters out there? Amen. The fast-talking brothers trying to say, God told you, you my wife. And they live in all kinds of ways. Amen. They don't add up. God said, how can two walk together except they agree? So you telling me, amen, you walking like that, that must mean you think I agree with that. That means you think something inside of me is walking like that. Amen. of God. See, I'm living without attachments, brother. Oh, come on, somebody got to talk to these people. You got to say, I'm saved, and I'm sanctified. I'm living sacrifice. I'm not going to die, amen to God, so I ain't got to deal with it. I'm going to stay alive and deal with it daily. I'm going to pass a test daily because I'm living without attachments. I'm alive, y'all. I'm alive. Mm-hmm. And when I'm living without attachments, amen to God, I don't depend on people. I don't depend on validation. I don't depend on, amen, my happiness don't depend on my bank account. Amen to God. Sometimes you can be broke, amen to God, but God said on the other side of the door is overflow. Amen. But the pictures say, amen, y'all seen this painting about, amen, somebody, amen to God, amen, they said, God, when the door, when you're waiting for the door to open, they show a man shouting in the hallway. I'm that brother shouting in the hallway. Amen, because I'm waiting for the door to open. I know it's going to open, but I'm not dependent on that to give me my joy on the other side of the door. Amen. So while I'm on the other side, amen, I'm waiting for God to open up the door for me, I'm shouting in the hallway because I'm living without attachment. Well, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody today. When you're living without attachments, amen to God, you ain't got no sign that God is going to do it. You like Noah. Amen. You're not attached to something that you see with your eyes. Amen. A promise ain't got nothing to do with what you see. A promise ain't got nothing to do with what people saying or what you hear. If God say a thing, the Bible says that he cannot lie. Not no tittle of the word of God. It will, the word, the earth will pass away before something that God say happen, pass away. So amen to God. So my living, amen, does not depend on people. When I'm living without attachments, I could be looking right at you. You could be on your way on your deathbed. Amen. I can see death in your eyes, and you taking deep breaths, and you falling to the ground. And, amen. God, you can't breathe on your own. But God done said, amen to God, you're going to live and not die. And you begin to live without attachments. You begin to say, but look at all these doctors. I said, yeah, look at all these doctors. But look at Jesus. Magnify the Lord. I'm standing in your face right now, spiritually. Amen. Somebody on this phone line, amen, I want you to unattach from those things, amen, amen, to validate your healing. I want you to unattach from those things that validate them people, places, and things. And I want you to just look at God with me. I'm looking at your eye, you looking at me. Magnify him. Make God bigger right this second while you on the phone. You got a chance to fix it. You was depressed before you came in here, but you begin to stand up, amen, and magnify God with me. God is bigger. Come on, somebody just saying God is bigger. Amen, amen. I'm not attached. When you living without attachments, I don't care what my eyes see. My breath ain't attached to my eyes. Amen to God. I don't care what people are saying to me and speaking in my ears. My breath ain't attached to their lips. My breath ain't attached to what they saying. I'm living without attachment. The Bible said live. Amen, amen, live. He said live, a living sacrifice. To live is a sacrifice. So it's easy to die, because when you die, you ain't got to put up with it. You ain't got to deal with it. You ain't got to see it. You ain't got to suffer. But when you're living, oh, bless the name. When God quickens you, hallelujah, amen to God, you're going to go through something in the name of Jesus. But as I'm living without attachments, it don't matter. It don't matter. My five senses don't matter no more. It don't matter, Lord, if I can't taste it, if I can't smell it, if I can't see it. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, 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 amen. God, if I can't feel it, oh, bless his holy name. If I cannot hear it, amen to God, my blessing does not concern itself with my five senses. Amen to God, I'm living without attachments. I'm alive. Amen. See, some of y'all forgot you was alive. You were just going around and whatnot, moping. Amen to God, you was in a state. Amen to God, like some dry bones. You were just laying there. And the reason they got dry, because they ain't been moving. The reason they got dry and the skin came off, amen, because they ain't been moving. Amen. But God said, prophesy to these bones. Hallelujah. Amen. Let them know, amen to God, that they can live without being attached. Those bones, notice that those bones was not attached. One bone, I can imagine, was on this side of the ground. Another bone was on that side of the ground. They was not attached, but they were still alive, because when the man of God began to speak, I don't care how far, amen to God, you have fallen. I don't care how far you thought your thoughts are and you are falling apart. But when the God comes in and the word of God begin to come into your life and you begin to live, amen, I don't care how long it's been. Your arm can be way away from your neck. Amen. Your legs can be way away from your stomach. But when the God began to speak, amen, in that rhema word, in the name of Jesus, amen, living begins to happen. And when you're alive, amen, all of a sudden, amen, your gifts begin to come back. Amen, the sinews begin to come back. Amen, the blood begin to go back in your system. You begin to feel it. The hemoglobin start to carry oxygen to the foot, and the foot, amen, starts to move again. Amen, God, you've been, oh, my God, I got joy. Oh, God, that the world did not give to me because I'm living without attachment. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Ezekiel had to preach hard when he saw that. Amen. Everything is separated. When you're looking at the church, is separated. You're looking at the families, they separated. You're looking at the prayer groups, they separated. You're looking, amen, God, these ministries, they separated. But then the man and woman of God begin to prophesy like Ezekiel. Prophesy. Amen, amen. And you tell these people it's time to start living without attachments. That's why these bones not together. God was going to show you. Amen. That look how long those bones was alive. Those bones did not disintegrate. Oh, come on, somebody. Those bones did not turn to dust and evaporate. Oh, but those bones stood there. They was waiting on the word of God. And I believe we got some bones on this line. Amen, amen. They've been sitting there for a long time. Some of y'all have been years. Amen. Amen. You've been waiting on attachments to depend on whether you're saved or not. You depend on attachments. Some man, some woman to tell you if you're beautiful or not. You've been looking at attachments for somebody to tell you, amen, God, whether you're important or not. But I'm here to tell you today that just like those bones was waiting and they've been dried up, I'm telling you, you've probably been dried up. But amen, now that the word is going forth, amen, amen, the dry bones can live. When you live, and I'm saying not just live, God said now it's time to live without attachment. The reason that you got bones got scattered and you turned into a skeleton and you got beat up and you lost that battle because you was attached to people. You were attached to places. You was attached to things. But now it's redemption time. Amen. A chance for you to do it all over again. Amen. God is giving you a second chance. Amen. To God, now it's time to live like Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you. I'm your brother. Amen. Your brother that's going through the same thing you going through. Your brother that gotta breathe just like you gotta breathe. Your brother that gotta sleep just like you gotta sleep. Your brother that hurt just like you hurt. Your brother that gotta go through just like you gotta go through. But I'm telling you, when you begin to live without attachments, oh, my God, I don't depend on things now. I just depend on the word of God. Lord, I'm like Noah. God, you said it. Amen. If it take 100 years, I hope it don't. I'm not speaking that over myself. Holy Ghost. Amen. Quick note in this message. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. But if it took 100 years, oh, my God, my God, my, I would still praise him because, amen, the God of my salvation, amen, is not dependent on what I see. Living without attachments, God is commanding you to live. Some of y'all done got up and you ain't living no more. You done got divorced and you ain't living no more. Amen, the God, huh? You done got up in age and you ain't living no more. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, the God, you done got hurt by church folk and you not living no more. Some of y'all don't preach no more. Some of y'all don't sing no more. Some of y'all, amen, God, ain't happy. Some of y'all just ain't got joy no more. But I'm telling you, when you begin to live without attachments, like Jesus said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Don't love them. In other words, don't attach yourself to them. Hallelujah, don't attach yourself to these things. Amen, amen. This is your night. Amen, amen. To unattach yourself from them. The Bible says, because of the anointing, that yoke that was attaching you is destroyed. Amen. I feel a yoke. Come on, get your ropes out. I'm done. I'm done. It's time to fight. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, the Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, gonna be bound in heaven. Oh, that means you have ability to bind. Look at your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't say how long you've been saved. Amen. The book of Romans comes after the book of Acts. So, amen, I'm talking to those, amen, who have accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. I'm talking to somebody that's been filled, amen, and fire baptized. I'm talking to somebody who had an experience with God, and they can say, Lord, you saved me. Amen. When I look at my body is new. I'm a new creature. I'm talking to you. You came out of the book of Acts, but you wound up in Romans today because now it's time to be a soldier. And in the soldier thing, and in the war, I'm picking up my banner. And Hallelujah. And I'm living. God commands you today, amen, to start living. Hallelujah. Here, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. I charge you today from this message to start living. He said, be a living sacrifice. In other words, it's time to start living. Amen, amen, amen. You done removed yourself, amen, because of hurt. You attached yourself to things. But now it's time to start living without attachments. It's time to start breathing on your own. They tell me in the hospitals they got oxygen tanks around you. Amen, because when you can't breathe on your own no more, they put you inside of something. Amen, of God, and you begin to breathe. But now we snatching away the oxygen tank tonight in the name of you. We're pulling it away. This message is telling you it's time to start breathing on your own. If you can't get in touch with pastor, if you can't get in touch with prayer group, we're moving that intensive care unit out of your floor. We're pulling you off that floor now. Now you're going to have to breathe on your own. You might catch your breath. You might choke for a few seconds. That's all right. You're supposed to choke. Somebody said amen to God. But preacher, amen to God, I'm going through. Amen to God. Hallelujah. But I tell people every now and then, if you're going through, amen, that means you ain't gave up. If you're struggling, come on, somebody. If you're struggling, what that mean? If you're struggling, that means you ain't gave up. If you're struggling, that means you saying, get off from me. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That habit, get off of me. That person, that place, that thing, get away from me. Hallelujah. I'm living without attachments now. I called into this line, and God told me to live. Amen. And that's what I'm going to do. When I hang up this phone, he had charged us to live. Amen. To live. And you know the difference between dying and amen. Many of us, we read those soul deaths. Amen. When pastor died. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to live anymore because, amen, I only like his preaching. Amen. Then you stop going to the church. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. When you break up with somebody, when somebody break your heart. Amen. You stop talking to everybody. But I'm telling you today, God said live. Hallelujah. Whoever I'm talking to today. Amen. God said live. Hallelujah. You shall live. You shall live. You shall live. Hallelujah. And not die. I'm not talking about only, amen, in the physical. Yes, I know people have been diagnosed. But amen to God. Hallelujah. There are those of you that are dying and are dead spiritually. Amen to God. Hallelujah. But God is saying live. Live. Hallelujah. You know who we're talking to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living without attachments. This is the message today. The redeemed of the Lord said so. I got a chance to fix it. I got a chance, Lord.
My
I got
God.
A chance to fix it. Live. Huh? Not die. Live. This is your rhema word. Live. Hallelujah. Be a living sacrifice. Live. Without attachments. Live. Without attachments. We speak this into your life even now, that it will fall on good ground in Jesus' name.
Somebody said, amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Live without attachment, saints. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Live.
Without attachments. I ain't never heard nothing like that, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. He labored for that message.
Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I felt you laboring for that message.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody just snapped their mask off. Somebody else is breathing on their own. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. That's what it's all about. Live without the attachment. Separate yourself.
Come on now.
You don't need that. Your holiness don't depend on that. Hallelujah. Be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Wear the world like a what? A loose garment. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time to get free. It's time to get alive. When you're alive, you're moving. Open up that casket, and he said, amen, Lazarus been in there. He'd been dead for years, for days. You should have got here earlier. Jesus, he said, wait now. You telling me I got here late. That man in there, y'all say he dead. I'm telling you, he's asleep. Hallelujah. When I move that rock, matter of fact, move it out of the way. And he went in there, he said, Lazarus. Hallelujah. Get up. Time to live without attachments. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what time I get here. Hallelujah. These people worried about what time I got here. It didn't depend what time. I'm still Jesus, he said, when I got here. I'm never late. Get up. Amen, 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 amen. You've probably been in your bed, in your grave, in your sepulcher, whatever you want to call it, for a minute. But God said, get up. It's time to live. It's your time to live. Now, you don't spend all that time being depressed. You don't spend all that time being down and out. You don't spend all that time even removing yourself. But now, this day, you got a chance to fix it.
Woo!
Live. Live. Hallelujah. Without attachments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I feel like revival now, Lord. I'm out of Holy Ghost. We in revival now, y'all.
Oh, my God,
my God. We in revival mode now, y'all. Hallelujah. Somebody just got touched. Mass, one by one, people snatching off the
ground.
You
got to come on
down here to this crusade. This is revival. Come on, Holy Ghost. Live without attachments. Amen. Just scream it. Amen. If you scream it, that means you mean it. Amen. So don't scream if you don't mean it. But if you mean this thing, hallelujah, and you begin to live without attachments, God going to give it back to you. No matter how long you thought you was dead, you was asleep. Amen to God. You was under a delusion. Remember I told you the devil, amen to God, he's suffering from delusion. He crazy. The definition of insanity is when somebody keep doing the same thing over and over again, and he expects something different to happen. Hallelujah. The devil crazy. He's insane. Hallelujah. He's seen God done brought people back from the death many times. Amen. So he began to speak those delusions to you. God can't do it. Look how long you've been dead. God can't do it. Look how long it's been since you preached. God can't do it. Look how long it's been since you sang a song. God can't do it. Look how long it's been since you, amen to God, began quoting. God can't do it. Amen to God. He's insane. Amen to God. Amen to God. You tell him, amen to God, devil, he's a liar. Amen. God did it before. Amen. Amen to God. I'm reminded that Noah was still alive when Abraham was the father of faith. He still saw people who survived the flood. There's people on this line who survived some floods. Amen. When the enemy came in like a flood, God raised up a standard in their life. They're not dead. You looking at miracles that's on this phone line. They should have been dead. What happened when that snake jumped out at them, when Paul got over to that lake and whatnot, and he was trying to kill a fire because everybody was cold from the shipwreck? A snake jumped out the bush and bit him, and everybody looked at him, oh, he's going to die now. Amen. He's going to die now. He's been bit. I saw him. I saw that sister talk about him. I saw that brother talk about him. Amen. He been bit. They done lost their house. They done lost their ministry. They done lost everything. I saw them bit. I know they're going to die. But he lived. The Bible says he shook off the beast. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody shake that beast off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time to live. It's time to live. It's time to live in the name of Jesus. I'm going to leave this alone. I feel churchy, y'all. I say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to live, somebody. Amen. Live without attachment. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Baby Jesus is kicking something awful right about now. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. God is saying, amen, amen, amen. Live without attachments, y'all. You can do it. You ain't got to be attached, amen to God. You got to let him go. Let him go. You got to let her go. Let her go. Amen. You got to let a situation go, a habit go. Amen. Let it go. You can live without attachment. God said live. You've been commanded to live. Amen. Not to die. The world wants you to, the devil wants you to die because there's a ministry in you. The devil wants you to die, amen to God, because there's a rhema word that's got to come out of your mouth. The devil wants you to die, but God said live. Hallelujah. Without attachments, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That was good. That was
thank
word.
You.
There.
Live. Hallelujah. Live. Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo,
bless
I
your
feel
name,
like
God.
Going on. Anybody feeling redeemed today? Anybody
hallelujah.
Feel like
hallelujah.
Going on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm detaching myself.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm
going to
live without these attachments. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting rid of some of these things.
All right.
Living without attachment. What you going to do today?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What are you going to detach from today?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, I like that attachment. Living without attachment. He didn't have church here today. Hey, you're not my fire.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You know when I'm feeling like liberal Democrat, you know I don't know. It's something about the Holy Ghost. Bishop Mason. We lost Bishop Mason last week. His homegoing service was Monday. And Bishop Mason, he was known for singing. Everywhere he went, he'd say, something about the Holy Ghost, I just can't explain, but I got it. He was singing that song, baby.
That's right.
He didn't care if he was in a young people service where they got the contemporary and the hip hop. If they give Bishop Mason a chance, Bishop Mason's going to sing that song. I got it! That's the kind of atmosphere we have to create. Atmosphere we have to thrive in.
Uh-huh.
I ain't born in these dead churches.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
God, them don't you got coming. And I want to sit there like I'm in in the Catholic churches now. They got a live band. They're making a joyful noise. The Bible said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Come on.
You won't come that attention all day long. God has been too good to me. I'm not going to quench this spirit that's inside of me. This fire that's inside of me, I got to let it burn.
All right.
Living without attachments. This man God gave you that. Woo, I thought you led me to that one. Jesus.
Holy Ghost.
See, when you learn this attachment, God got to give you what you need.
All right.
He'll give you what you need. Because guess what? God said, I'm not gonna be embarrassed. I'm not gonna be ashamed. You won't embarrass me, baby. So guess what? You better preach this word what I'm giving you today. Hallelujah. God says will not go out and return until it's needed and already said, Lord, this man to preach. So open up a line, sister. Why? You're my Messiah.
Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister Renita.
Go ahead, woman of God. Sister Renita.
Yes, hi. Wait, I'm on mute. Wait a minute. Wait, I'm here. Hello?
Yes,
Lord. He preached. I had to get on Facebook and tell it. Y'all don't know if y'all missing up in here. I'm running the praise dancing. What? Praise? I'm hollering.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on.
I got to let go. My attachment is that my children.
I got to do it.
I got to do it. I'm a mama. That ain't no excuse, though.
All right.
Because Mary had to let go of Jesus.
All right. That's
he
right.
He asked God,
that's
is he my son or yours? He had to let him go.
Oh,
that word was good to me. I got to let him go. I got to give him the gun, move my hands, turn around, bind my hands up. They got to do it. Jesus.
All right.
That was good. Man of God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
See, this is what happens
thank
when you find the strong
way.
Hallelujah.
Sir.
See, he got bound.
Yes,
he got
sir.
Tied up. He forgot
yes,
he got
sir.
Pastors on this line. He forgot we got evangelists. He forgot we got prophets. He forgot we have intercessors. In every one of them got some strong ropes. He got tricked today. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. That was good.
Hallelujah.
That word was
Hallelujah.
Good to me. You will
Hallelujah.
Believe I will definitely be going back in the corner and listen to that again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Give him a wave offering. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's in the building.
Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh,
thank
we bless you.
You,
God. We bless you. We bless you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God is so good because, you know, I was depressed before I got on this phone line. My son, I called my son and asked him a question, and he just bust out in a tirade of cursing. I'm like, what?
My Lord, my Lord.
Mess my whole spirit up.
Mm.
Wow.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes, I let him
God.
Go. Yep. Yep. God knows what I need when I need it, and I thank him for that.
Your life's going to be better.
Thank
you, Lord. Your mind's going to be better. Hallelujah.
Yep.
He said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. You're going to be able to experience perfect peace. There's a peace, and then there's a perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
Your mind is stayed on him. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Glory.
Glory.
Oh,
hello?
Bless his name. Bless his name. Amen. We can still hear you, woman of God.
Oh, my phone keeps going out. The devil busy. The devil is a liar. Because I have a call right back in.
All right. All right.
Praise God.
You got
but I thank you, and that's it.
All right.
God bless, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord, have mercy.
Yes. Yeah.
Sister
K. Heaven, heaven. Who else, Sister Ruby? Hell, you don't Messiah. God bless
Sister
you, Sister
K.
Anita.
God bless you. Sister K.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Thank you, Jesus,
the
Lord says so. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Oh, my God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
My God, my God. I just want to thank my godmother, Evangelist Bernard, and to
you,
Liberal Democrat, and Mother Ruby, and all the people of God. I needed this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for what he's doing in my life. And all I can really say is God is faithful. Even when we ain't faithful, God is faithful. And
all
I just thank and praise him for what he's doing. The enemy trying to convince me that all kind of stuff is wrong and going wrong and this and that. But I just know that God is a God that got it all under control. I know that all the steps that he has for me are ordered, and I'm going to do his will no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Hallelujah. No matter when they talk about me, criticize me, beat up on me, I know my steps are ordered, and I am called by God. God, right here. He's
my God.
Even on this week, I was talking to my godmother this morning. Evangelist Bernard, I thank you. That interview went well. And I know it's God's will if I get it. When you go and do an interview and the people of God that's interviewing you say, praise the Lord. They say, praise the Lord. And you say, praise the Lord. They said, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice. And be glad in it. I said, oh, yes, Lord Jesus. These are the kind of people I want to work for. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And he said, great. Like you the Lord said, he said, great is thy faithfulness. He said, you've been faithful. He said, you've been faithful, daughter. It ain't about you. When they talked about you, you was faithful. Hallelujah. When you didn't really understand what God was doing in your life, you were still faithful. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. That's why I love you so much, Evangelist Bernard. That's why
I love you too.
All that is going to be taken care of because you've been faithful and you've been pouring out to God's people. I know because I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. You wanted me. You fertilized me. You cultivated. And I'm telling you, I asked you so much the birthday of the baby. I said, Lord Jesus, we are in our ninth month. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We're in the
Nobody can do you like Jesus. Yeah, yeah, Messiah. We just gonna say that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when you have lived this life and you have experienced Jesus for yourself, then you can say, "Can't nobody do me like Jesus." When you
my God.
Get rid of these attachments. Get rid of these leeches. Get rid of these folks that don't want you to move forward. Don't want you to go nowhere. Hallelujah. Live without them.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to get rid of some of them. I'm going to delete some of these items in on this scan drive, just eating up all of my space.
My God.
I'm going to begin to just eat up and take up your space. You got to get rid of it.
Amen.
Another day, liberal, a minister, Democrat, I said, what is this for? If it ain't being used, get rid of it.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Speak that.
We just put the, and I'm just experiencing that now because I'm now, I moved home. Anything I'm not using, what good is it for me?
My God.
If it's not serving any purpose, why are you holding on to it?
Hallelujah.
The weight, the sin that so easily beset us, we got to get rid. That's why we can't move forward, because we got too much weight upon us.
That's right.
Don't run us, Minister Democrat. They don't run with no weights. Weights are free. They wear light clothing. They have them a towel. They ain't got nothing clinging on to them, weighing them now. They trying to make it across that finish line.
All right.
And that's where we got to get to. So if we want to get there, we got to get rid of these attachments. Living without attachments.
Oh my God.
With me. That's going to be, I'm taking that one with me.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah. I think about, when I was younger, you want to match up, with these women, you're a main minister Democrat. But, we want our purse and our shoes matching and earrings and all this other stuff have to be matching. Blessing. Hallelujah. I find myself now I have two purses. One is an everyday one, and then one I just call my Sunday best. All these other ones I got, I don't even look at them. How about that?
My God.
Keep me a pair of flats in the car and a pair of pumps, and that's it. I don't need no different color pumps to match my suits no more. Because guess what? I have a different mindset now. My purpose is being discovered. I'm impregnated. I've been impregnated again. Hallelujah. And I got to see this baby being hallelujah. I got to prepare for this baby. You know how you're preparing for the baby? And then you go in and get some Pampers, and you're getting all the wipes, and people are getting things. You're preparing for that. We got to prepare for this birth. We got to prepare for this purpose.
My God.
Living without attachment. All right, Sister Ruby, let me let you come on back. God, I bless you today. He give you more than what you work
for. Wonderful Jesus.
More than
hallelujah.
What you
hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Bless your
name. I speak on you today, God. Ooh, it's bubbling. Hey, you're no more fire, yeah. Ooh, the Bible said, quench not the spirit.
That's right.
Get on this thing. We got to get up and tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. If he tells you to go outside and run around your house, you better do it. Because guess what? He releasing something when he give you a command like that. But he want to see if you going to obey it. Oh, did you hear me say get up and jump? He said if you ain't got no joy, leap on. Some folks won't even leap. Get up, Messiah.
My God.
If you don't have it, leap on. Keep leaping until you feel it. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's you, Sister Ruby. God is doing something, I tell you. He doing something, Lady Mar.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister Ruby, Minister Democrat. God is doing something for his people right here on this line.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name.
He's attaching some things right now. All we got to do is implement it. They're already being detached. Now you just carry out the order. Carry it out to completion.
Hallelujah.
I ain't doing this no more. No. I done been around this mountain too many times. I'm not going around this street again. I'm gonna take me a new route. I'm driving down Napoleon Avenue.
My God.
Yay, glory to God. Yes, Lord, I hear you, Lord. God just dropped
Thank
that
you,
in
Jesus.
My spirit now. God, my God. You got the envision. You got to get a glimpse of where God
All
is.
Right.
If you never envision it, then you won't strive to get there.
That's right.
Woo! See yourself going to London.
Come on.
See yourself with the bullhorn telling people that Jesus saved to the utmost. See your church full with souls. See them at the altar. See them giving their life to God.
My God. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Once you begin to see it, you envision it, then guess what? God going to bring that vision to pass. He said, go to vision, Terry. And Terry don't mean you, it ain't coming. Terry just means you're going to wait for it. Hallelujah. Lord, I see it. It hasn't manifested yet, but I'm going to wait on it because you said it was going to be so.
All right.
If God said it, I live without that attachment.
Hallelujah. I believe in Holy Ghost.
That was some word there. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God gave him that.
Thank you,
something
Jesus. Hallelujah.
But something
my God.
God gave that man that word today.
My God.
I done took up a lot of time. I'm just letting the Lord have his way today. This is his broadcast.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
The time that I set aside Monday through Friday. I set this time aside. Hallelujah. And give it to God. This is your time, God. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, hallelujah, I set it aside. And God, you know what? God privileges us to set this time aside. We could be doing something else, but we say, hey, I'm getting on the line. Do you know every time you make that kind of sacrifice, hallelujah, God is going to honor you for that. Now, we know when you have other things to do, you got to do them. Ain't nobody mad with you. Hallelujah. Go back into the archives, and I guarantee you, you will hear a word that's going to empower you. That's going to inspire you to know that you're not running in vain. This race ain't in vain. We running. Hallelujah. We going to make it to that city. Hallelujah. But we got to get
bless
rid of you,
thank God.
Hallelujah. All right, Sister Ruby. Anybody else? There you go, Messiah. Bless your name, Jesus.
That's everybody that's on the broadcast at this point.
All right, all right. Sister Ruby, we give it to you. Hallelujah for your comments, remarks. Whatever the Lord nailed your heart is fine. Ah, Jesus.
Oh, it's fine. Okay, I thank the Lord. It was a double hitter. What can I say? The Lord, he knows everything. Jesus knows everything that what's going
yes,
on with
God.
Oh, it's just a blessing because he allowed to and all said we just go let it flow and the Lord
let
her know that she's going greater and greater and greater because if the Lord told her to go, he gave you the vision and he's got the provision. You just have to
believe
and walk with it because it's all about. So I'm excited, Evangelist Bernard, that you impregnated and you're going to have to make that birth come full term. Hallelujah. So I just thank you.
Hold my hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Think about Jesus' ministry. Hallelujah. And he knows. He knows. The Minister Democrat, the Lord used you mightily. You came back with living without attachment. And I love
yes,
you
God.
To grow. You went to Acts. And Acts is an action word. You got the Holy Ghost there, so you know you got to work with action. And
that's right.
You just can't say, well, I'm in the book Acts, and I'm going to go. You went to Romans. But first you got to let the Lord fill you, use you, baptize you, repent.
Come on.
And then get
come
the
on,
Holy
Ghost.
Full of it, and then with fire, and then the Lord will send you over there to Rome to check yourself. So I said, Lord, I thank
soldier.
You. Double hitter today. It was a double hitter, and y'all had nothing but time. I think I didn't even send them that, as she called all that stuff out. It just was y'all time, and the Lord was speaking. And, you know, I said, Lord, I thank you. I didn't know what was going on, going to go on today. But he woke me up about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, Lord, I guess I'm a pray and I'm a pray. Get on a prayer line.
All right.
I want you on my line. So I said, Lord, and I just start crying and weeping and I just
my God,
uncontrollable. And I say, it was just like coming from my heart, and I couldn't control it. It just came, and I was saying, Lord, you know, I'm lonely. I just feel so forsaken. I just feel lonely, lost, and he back daughter in my presence. And then I'm saying, Lord, what's going on? And I just kept weeping and crying, and I had to get up. And he said, well, just keep talking to me.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, I try to do everything you say. But how are you doing it? Are you doing it in your manner, or are you doing it by my will? Hallelujah.
Come on, Sister Ruby. You about to preach. Go ahead.
I know.
All right.
Let me stop. Okay.
No, go ahead, because that's the Lord. God says
that. You say that all the time. I was just telling you how the Lord knows what's in your heart, and I'm saying, I guess I'm strong, but I say, Lord, take me back where I first received you. Because I tried to do it on my own, but this gospel is not a one-person ministry. Connect yourself and with the people of fellowship and the church and the body where the Lord has told you to go, you know, have instilled in you. And I say, Lord, you know, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm not, physical tired. I'm tired mentally. I'm tired. I say, Lord, don't seem like I'm coming the way I need to be with spirituality. Seem like it's carnal. Help me. Help my heart. I mean, I just wept and wept and wept. And wept, and I got up and I walked all around the house. Went out, just kept walking and crying and praying, and I just felt a peace of the Lord. over me by heart. Because I have, you know, the Lord give you ministries, and you go out and you work inside the church, outside the church, you know, wherever your ministry, the Lord, you know, where they say, wherever your hands find it do. But I felt like I didn't have any energy to, I wasn't going in the spirit where I needed to go in. So I said, Lord, fix me. And he sent the word.
My God.
Get up off feet, hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you. I felt so lost and alone. And
My God.
You know what I'm saying to myself? It's not so much that it's me. I decided to live like that. I decided to attach. I decided, but it wasn't him deciding for me.
My God.
I thank you, and I thank him for the word. That word was for me, double hitter, you know, and I said,
my God,
Lord,
my God,
help me, clean me up, take me back
where I receive
you. Hallelujah, so I can know your will and your way and walk in what you have for me. Holy Ghost, righteousness, my mindset, doing things that that you send me to do, like a distributing center. You know, I didn't realize that Prophet Michael Davis called me a distributing center, but you know what?
All right.
We need you to distribute, Sister Ruth.
ever since I've been in the Lord saved me. Lord, I thank you, but you know you got to.
He did say that.
I have to go in the spirit of the Lord, not the spirit of Ruby. And I'm saying to myself, I'm in a natural state, but the Lord said, I'm going to help you get in the spiritual state, a better one. So I thank God, the Democrat, Evangelist.
My God.
And a double hitter for me. And I mean, I didn't know that, but I was just weeping. And I mean, and I found a peace in me. And he said, you got to, like he told Lazarus, come forth. You got to go forth. Jesus.
Now you know that God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I just feel so
Jesus,
delivered, but I feel like the Lord has answered me that it wasn't it's about him.
Yes, God.
About his ministry and his will and his way. So if I'm not coming the right way, it's no purpose anyway.
Come on, come forth. Go ahead.
My God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Go ahead and speak, Lord.
Jesus,
thank you. So God bless. It just was a blessing. The Lord gave a double hitter today, and I receive it all, and it was for me. I don't know who else.
Yes, God.
So thank God for the word and the anointing and the power. And I say, Lord, take me back. You. Hallelujah. God bless you. Always ready. When you got a word, hallelujah, that's when you're called and chosen. And you know you're standing on Evangelist Bernard. The Lord used you mighty today.
All right.
I say, Lord, I thank you. I feel a peace in my
Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister Ruby, God wants you to be happy.
Hallelujah.
You know, God didn't bless you to retire. You have witnessed on this line
and even testified.
You said out your own mouth how, you know, you thought you were going to be out there, strung out with drugs and doing all kind of, but you know what? The Lord, you share, God preserved you. God was able to bring you in at the right time, and you didn't lose your benefits. You was able to retire. You were able,
hallelujah, to recover
all that the enemy thought he had took from you. God said, not so. Hallelujah. Mm. God redeemed you. And you were able to retire at 50 some odd years old, not having to go out to work. This woman, I tell you, Sister Ruby, quiet, and she got her way about her now. She don't like folks begging. But Sister Ruby is the most giving person. She has sown into this ministry. I have seen her sow into people's lives that don't even know her. Because of what? Because when God speak to her, she moved. And me and I'll be at it sometimes. You know, she's just like a sister to me, an older sister. And sometimes I say, Sister Ruby, I said, now, is that God or is that Ruby? She said, well,
my God. It's
Ruby, but God got to talk with me, Evangelist Bernard.
Thank the Lord.
I'm so glad that when God talks to you, you got to move.
That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
Sister Ruby said God told her to come forward. Oh,
right.
You talking about a double whammy. We had a triple whammy today because that was a word from God. That was a word from God. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. You've been so faithful to this broadcast and to this ministry, and just have prayed for my family and I, and have invited us in your home, and, you know, have shared whatever the Lord bless you with. You've shared it, and God can't do nothing but bless you. He can't do nothing but bless you, Sister Ruby. I know you're getting lonely when you're home by yourself. Oh, your only child is not among the living anymore. Ah, you don't know, Messiah. But God positioned you. Ah, you don't know,
Messiah.
God positioned you. Ah, for this season. He put you in a position, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Well, God knew he was going to take your daughter. I hear that on my fire. But he positioned you where you would be able to stand, where you would be able to provide for yourself and not have to call on anybody, but just call on Jesus. I hear that on my fire. And I'm looking for God to plant you in a place where you can thrive, a place where you can be happy. Oh, you're not no Messiah, and people won't use you, and they won't manipulate you. Oh, you're not no Messiah, they won't use you as merchandise, but they'll welcome you. Oh, you're not as a precious soul. You're not no Messiah, as a precious daughter in Zion. Oh, that's my prayer for you today. You're not no Messiah.
All right.
And God is doing it. 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 Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for you today. We're going to go back to the man of God. Woo! He done preached his word today. I tell you, I got to go. This is when days like this, it's like that word just, it just causes you to, it re-energize you. For lack of a better word, it re-energized you. And when you re-energize, you know the Messiah. You know how that Pac-Man, you know that Pac-Man game that they had? I used to love that thing. And then my children would have me, taught me how to do it. Oh, I got hooked on that Pac-Man. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know you had to eat the energizer. You had to eat the energizer to stay alive.
That's what we're doing today.
God have allowed us to eat from the energizer. The Holy Ghost has spoke today. And now, we're rejuvenated. We're refreshed. When I feel like this, honey, I continue to keep my mind on Jesus, and I continue to do the things that he has given me to do. And I work all day. I work all night. I don't think about no food. I don't think about drinking. I just be feasting on the word of God.
All right.
So when you're in that zone, you don't let nothing come in there. Glory to God.
That's what I'm feeling
today as the Holy Ghost have spoke on this line today. God bless you, Minister Democrat. You have just been a gift.
Hallelujah.
Not only this line, you have been a gift to the body. You just don't know how
my God
uses you. Where you can speak to the natural man and the spiritual man. That's
Thank
a gift
you,
that God has given you.
Amen. So we just bless the Lord for you. So we're going to give it back to you to close us on out, final remarks, prayer, whatever the Lord may.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Amen. Let's just give God a wave offering.
You don't see on the line today. I want to say that, but remember the Mason family, Bishop Mason, his wife and his daughters and grand. Remember that family, hallelujah, as a whole. Remember those that we don't see. I haven't seen her or seen Sister Cammy, Sister Patrice. Pray for them, even Evangelist Joshua. Max, a special prayer. Continue to pray for Brother Mike's daughter, Trace itself, and that family. And just those that we haven't saw in a while, pray for them. Ah, God, if you think about them, just pray for them. You don't have to find out anything. Just pray for the people of God. We need prayer. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God, amen, amen, that God has given us this time to, amen, talk about we got a second chance. Amen, amen, amen. It's redeeming time. Amen to God, amen, amen, amen. While we still got blood running warm in our veins. Amen. What the song we see say, like, don't wait for tomorrow's sun. For tomorrow's sun may shine on your grave. Don't wait for tomorrow's sun. Don't wait if you're listening to this call. Don't wait. If God, amen, had you to do something, amen to God, amen, repent, amen, and do it. If you have not been baptized, repent and be baptized. Amen. Mm-hmm. Give your life to the Lord. The rapture coming, y'all. I mean, you just look at the news, amen to God. Just look around in your city. Amen, amen. The end is coming. Amen, amen. You need time to come on in the house. It's about to rain, y'all. Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God, amen to God, for those of you that called in. Amen. Definitely asking, amen to God, you guys go back and listen to the archives. Amen, yeah. Amen. Those of you that tuned in later on, amen. And also they're going to be having prayer tonight. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Prophetess, amen, amen. Darlene Line, that's 712-432-1500. Again, that's 712-432-1500. Amen. The access code is 211-498. So those of you that can and will, amen, amen, just call in. Amen. In about like 2 hours from now, amen. They're going to be going up, amen to God, amen. We're going to be remembering, amen, our sister, amen, Cammy, Brother Michael's daughter, Tracy, amen, amen, Patrice, Sister Patrice, and amen, all the saints of God that we haven't heard from, God know where they at, amen. Hallelujah, amen to God. And then this is what this is all about. That's why God want us, amen, to live, amen to God, without attachments, amen to God, because so many of us, we get attached to stuff, and it take our eyes off the prize, amen. Amen. We get attacked. We start looking at diagnosis. We start looking at, amen, people, places, and things. It takes our minds off of this. Amen, amen. That's a test. Amen. Wow. And Jesus is always going to be the answer to these new tests, amen, that's coming in our lives. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, amen, once again, amen, for delivering a rhema word, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for those, oh God, who have called in and those who will call in later, God. Hallelujah, oh God, tonight, tomorrow, next month, oh God, next week, oh God. Oh God, give them a living word, oh God, that they will live, God. God, that you would tell them and remind them to live. It's sad when you got to remind people to breathe, God. Amen, amen. They've been going for so long, they forget to breathe. They forget to live. Oh, God, but from this message, remind them, God, those that ain't been living, those that have been shutting themselves up, God, those that have been removing themselves, and amen, God, from ministries and society. But, God, right now, from this message, remind them and charge them. And we charge you that's listening to this prayer, that you live. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And quick not the spirit. Amen, amen. Let God have his, amen, way in your life. Amen. You know what God is trying to do in your life. Amen to God. Amen. Let God do. This is redemption message. In other words, you've been given a second chance to do it again. This is redeemed. That's what redeemed means. Amen. When you think of that word redeemed, amen. You remember how people redeemed themselves. Amen. You might have made a mistake the first time. Amen. You made a fool of yourself the first time. But now you have redeemed yourself. You are saved. Amen, amen. And you've got people on your side. Hallelujah. You're not fighting by yourself no more. Hallelujah. You got brethren and you got sistren. In Jesus' name. So we speak this, God. Amen. Find, oh God, our brother Michael, God. Prophet Michael Lewis, God. And his daughter.
Yes.
Amen, amen. We release divine help, God. Hallelujah. They said she has a better report than it was in the beginning. God, that lets us know, God, that, amen, God, you are doing something. Amen, amen. It lets us know, God, that you are moving. Amen, that we are choosing life. Amen, God. We speak this, oh God, those that are sick. Amen. Our sister Patrice, amen, of God. Find these people, amen, of God, and women of God. Amen, of God. Hallelujah. Wherever they're at, if they're working, God. Amen, of God. They're doing your work, amen, of God, if they're just busy. Amen, of God. Pour back into them, God. Amen, of God. Because people, amen, of God, lust by any means while preaching to others. The Bible said, I myself become a castaway. Pour back into that woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Joshua, God. Remember that woman of God. Pour back into her, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen, amen, God. Find these people of God that we haven't heard from. Sister Cammy, God. Hallelujah. Find her, God. Amen. And activate that thing inside of her. Amen. That can take her through her test. Activate her angels, oh God. Hallelujah. Realizing now, God, that this is redemption time. This is a chance to do it again. Whatever mistake we made, this is the time. When you hear this message, to do it again. I got a chance to fix it. You got a chance. You got a chance. Amen. God is telling you from this message. Amen. Before you hang up, say it out loud. I got a chance to fix it. Hallelujah. I'm living without attachments. And watch what God do. We release this into your life, into your today. Amen of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Begin to practice that principle. Live without attachments and watch how God begins to add daily to you and your ministry as he sees fit. And the lack will leave and the overflow will come into your life. In Jesus' name. Mm. In Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want you all to continue to pray for Prophetess Glover, too. Amen. Pray for this crusade.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, we love you today, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, God.
We need to pray for Mother Charity, too. I haven't seen her for a day or so, so we will continue to pray for Mother Charity, too. So God bless you all. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be, so, hey, but we'll be on this line.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
We'll be on the line, so tune in tomorrow. Amen. Remember, also Saturday, Minister Billy Burns, they're doing prayer on their line instead of testimony, so they're going to have special prayer going on this Saturday. So tune in.
Yes,
the state call-in number is 5 a.m. Pacific time, that's California time, 7 a.m. Central time, and 8 a.m. Eastern time. The same call-in number, 858-683-1334. Minister Bailey Burns hosts that segment on Saturday. And tune in on Sunday morning. Sister Ruby hosts early Sunday morning prayer.
All right.
Amen. I'm not able to get on Sundays all the time, but Sister Ruby hosts that segment for early Sunday morning prayer, 30 minutes of prayer, corporate prayer, before you go to your respective houses of worship. Just tune in. Pray with us on Sunday morning. Amen. God bless you. Love you with the love of God. Anything else, Sister Ruby, God, back into your hands.
Well,
we're going to
close out. We said it. The Lord said it all. God bless. We're going to close out with "And Talk So Much, Stand" by John P. King.
To take a stand. not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather horribly ride than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Dear Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
God bless you.
Whew.